and welcome to the 46th episode of the Embodied Living Yoga Podcast. I'm Shannon Elliott. I hope that you enjoy this short, sweet Dharma talk. I'm leaving it as it is, nothing to add. I think it's just a really powerful and important message about nourishing yourself as we move into fall and winter, why it's important, what it looks like, and what it feels like. It's just sweet and it's caring and it's cozy and it's really, really nice. So I hope you enjoy it. Thanks for listening. All right. Good morning. So I was thinking about one time of year, like we were talking about cold hands and cold feet, which happens for a lot of us at this time of year. But what I was thinking about as like the idea in yoga, a lot of times we talk about clarity, right? Like being clear. And what I wanted to bring up is that we can overdo that depending on the time of the year. Like this isn't the time, let me say it this way, this isn't the time of year to probably have more green juice and do like crazy fasting and think about being pure or something. Do you know what I'm saying? Like as the temperature gets cold, sometimes in yoga we get confused and we think we have to be whatever this extra healthy kind of thing is, which is a lot of light foods. Light, does that make sense? Like we go for like being clean and clear and light. And as you watch the temperature, feel the temperature, right? Start to get cold. And as we have the four seasons, we're kind of lucky in that way, but we have to kind of play with what's happening as we get colder and as it gets more cold and the snow starts to come, right? The real gift right now to yourself would be to be more, think about more nourishing kind of things, more grounding things, more what they call, in Ayurveda, they call it ojas, which is it's hard to explain, but it's like the result. Like when someone has ojas, you see it on them. And that's the best I can do with it right now. You know, but it's nourishment is what I would say. So grounding food, warm things, right? Like, I mean, I know we're not, this is like a yoga class, but it's life that we want to talk about. And what do you feel today and how you want to take care of yourself is that you actually want to build yourself a little bit right now. You want to think about building for the winter. Bless you. You know, like you build yourself up for the winter. And if you end up being really light in everything you do, we end up getting colder. We end up feeling more, you know, like we don't feel supported. You know, and so really as you move into winter, you can even think about it like hibernation and nature. And, you know, you want to have a little bit of reserve. I know that's like not popular in our culture, but it's actually really healthy, you know, to have a little bit. So as you think about the other thing that can happen, actually, let me just go through this really quick because I wanted to say like when we become too clear as well, it almost becomes that you become unattached. Like we talk about in yoga sometimes watching your thoughts, right? And the witness, which is really important when you're feeling too caught up in something, right? It's like you got to step back and watch. But, and depending on how long you've been in yoga, like you may have seen these people that almost become unattached from reality. Do you know what I'm saying? Like they're so spiritual, floaty, and like they kind of, and so that's real, it's too much clear. The point is we want to live our life and engage in what's happening. And so you have to find that balance of how it is that you can participate in life and engage in life without being swept away. So right now, to me, too much light is going to sweep you away. And we don't want that. Okay, so let go maybe of one of the buzzwords is like perfectionism in our culture. And perfectionism is just this like... I was listening to this class and they were talking about it. It's like when you're a perfectionist, you have trouble believing things are going to ever be okay, right? And we don't really think about it that way, but I liked that definition. And so the ability to make mistakes, to take risks, to do that thing, right? And to like that's, we know that, but then what do we do with it, you know? So individual is always, like, it's all that I can keep coming back to lately. It's different for you, for you, for you, for you, you know? But as a group, the tendency would be to back off being extra light and clear right now and be good with cozying down, hunkering down, feeling the ground, right? And getting, like, some nourishment in our thoughts, in our breath work, in our movements, in our life. Okay. Thank you again for listening to our latest episode. You can always reach out to me, Shannon at onyxyogastudio.com. Please give us ratings, like us, feedback. It's all so, so, so helpful. Website, shannoneliotyoga.com, and the studio, our studio is Onyx Yoga Studio in Warren, New Jersey. So happy nourishing, happy fall, cozy up, and enjoy. Om Shanti.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.